K99.1 FM, 7:30, second date update.
All right, listen up.
This is Luke.
Luke.
How's it going, guys?
You have a very popular name these days.
What's
my
up,
friend.
Luke?
Thanks.
What's up?
Well, so I met this girl. Her name's Natalie. I was at Rite Aid, you know, shopping for my mom for her birthday, and this girl came up to me and started helping me, and we just started hitting it off. And it was like magic, you know? And I played it cool, but at the end, I was like, let's trade numbers. And she said yes. And so I followed up with her, you know, started talking to her on Facebook, commenting, and sent her a text or two. Real chill about it. But eventually, she mentioned Jurassic Park was one of her favorite movies. It's out in 3D now. So we're like, hey, why don't we go check it out? You know, do a date. And she says yes. So we go to, the mall at Fairfield Commons.
Oh, yeah.
Red Robin.
Yeah, Fry, what do you say about Red Robin?
Yum!
I love that place. And so it's a great dinner, you know? Really, it was awesome. We had drinks, you know, we're flirting the whole time. And then at the end of dinner, she's just out of nowhere, like, I changed my mind about the movie. I got stuff to do, and it's just late. And it felt weird, but I wanted to keep it cool, so I was just like, yeah, sure. Well, you know, we'll do it another time, have a second date, you know? And then I get home and start checking Facebook, and she's unfriended me.
Wow,
and
ouch.
So I shoot her a text, no response. I wait another day, send her another text, nothing. And I even tried to, like, re-friend her, and it's blocked. It was so weird.
Oh,
I'm contacting this girl now.
Well, shoot, man. What's her name?
Her name's Natalie.
Okay, what we'll do, I'll tell you what. Hold on. We're going to stick you on hold. We'll get Natalie's phone number off the air. We're going to call her and find out exactly what you did.
Yeah, blocking you.
So hold on, all right, buddy?
Okay.
It's the K99.1 FM, 7:30, second date update.
What's happening?
So, look, did you get a burger at Red Robin?
Oh, yeah. I always go for the Royal.
Good man.
Egg on it.
Ooh, yeah.
Yes. Yeah, there's a couple of places that have that really good. All right, man. I'm going to push your last two digits of her phone number here. We'll see if she answers, okay?
Okay. Sounds great.
Hello?
Hi, Natalie?
Yeah, this is Natalie. Who's this?
Natalie, this is Nancy and Fry Guy from K99.1 FM. It's real. I mean, it's really us.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Hey, well, you sound like you're a very busy lady, and we're just, we won't take too much time, right, Fry?
That's right. You got a second we can talk to you real quick, Natalie?
Yeah, I can talk for a minute.
Okay, here's the deal. We'll make this, kind of quick as possible. We got to talk to a friend of yours. He was wondering what in the world happened to you.
A friend of mine?
Yeah, we got to talk with Luke. Said he took you out to Red Robin Yum, and you're supposed to go to a movie, but you seem kind of like ready to go, and he didn't want to be rude or anything, so that
Luke?
Was kind of that. And
yeah,
yeah,
Luke.
Luke?
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you mind letting us know
what happened?
Well, he was just kind of curious.
What happened with after our date? And
yeah, like why? He said he tried texting you and you blocked him off Facebook and it just, not good.
Okay, well, I'm a manager at Rite Aid and he came into my Rite Aid and I just noticed this guy was, I was wandering around the store, just making sure everything's all good. And there was this guy who was kind of lost, like he looked really confused in the card section.
Aww.
Turns out he was buying a card for his mom's birthday.
Aww.
Which I thought was kind of sweet, but he just looked so lost. So I stopped and I helped him pick out a card. But while we were talking, he was there was something there. So he suggested that we exchange numbers, which we did, and then we Facebook friended, and then he asked me out to dinner, and I said yes, and we went to Red Robin.
Yum.
Fairfield Commons. There was a wait at Red Robin, so we just ended up having some drinks at the bar, and we talked, and he was funny, made me laugh, but it was just. Here's the issue. When we finally got our table, we got like the ones with like a booth and then a chair on the other side of the table. And he insisted on sitting on the booth side next to me,
okay.
Which I thought was kind of odd.
Forward.
Yeah, especially like. We met and while I was on the job, and we, only talked via technology. But he thought it was going to be super. He said it was going to be so romantic if we sat on the same side, and so that was a little red flag for me. The date just became so awkward at that moment, and he was getting way too close for my liking for a first date, and he would do things like brush my hair off my face, and he would offer me bites of his food, offer a fork, and.
Wow.
Oh, at one point, when the waitress brought our dessert, he stopped her and said, "Aren't we a cute couple?" He asked
Creepy.
Our waitress if she thought we were a cute couple, and I was like, "Whoa, whoa!" I mean, my head. I was trying to be polite. I was like, "Whoa, whoa, whoa! Slow down, buddy." And then he gave the waitress his phone, and so she could take a picture of us. And he like put his arm around me in the picture, and he was like, "Come on!" And he like shook me, like, "Come on! Like, let's look happy in this picture." And it was just bizarre. I just felt super trapped, and so I excused myself to go to the bathroom. I told him I didn't feel well, and I kind of backed out of the movie. We were supposed to see a movie, but I don't know. I just could not. I didn't even want to think about what was going to happen in that movie theater.
Right.
Was even a dinner
scary,
you know, on our first date, and it was just bizarre. So that's why it was way too fast for me, and I need a guy who knows how to pace himself a little more. So I went to Facebook after I went home, and he had changed his relationship status to in a relationship, and I had like a request from him to accept the fact that that we were in a relationship.
What?
Together. Wow.
It was so bizarre. He posted our pictures that the waitress took. and here's the thing. The description of the picture was my new lady and me.
God.
What'd you do?
This guy. So I unfriended him. Oh. Of course.
Ouch.
I unfriended him. This guy is a crab claw creeper.
Oh my.
And I don't have time for this. I need someone who can respect my space a little bit.
Hey, Natalie. It's me, Luke.
Oh, hey, Luke. Are you on the line?
Yeah, he's been listening.
You're making yourself sound pretty good right now. But I think you're not really being honest about what happened.
That's exactly what happened.
We had a connection. Things were going on good, and you were giving me totally mixed signals. If you weren't really into me, why were you texting me all the time, and why were you flirting with me at the restaurant?
Well, first of all, I wanted to see if there was anything there and try to get to know you like any good first date. But I didn't want to embarrass you, so I tried to be polite and just say I didn't feel well and be done with it.
So that's being polite is actually flirting with me and sitting next to me and all that stuff.
Me sitting next to you? You're the one who put yourself on my side of the What am I supposed to do? Just push you away and be like, oh, no, I can't do this.
You know, at any point you could have said this is weird, this is awkward. If that's what you were feeling, you should have said that.
Oh, because people say that. I thought it would just be less painful if I just kind of backed out slowly. I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
I was reading your signals. I was trying to understand, and I feel like I'm pretty good at reading girls, and if they're into me, I reciprocate, but
signals that I'm ready to jump in a committed monogamous relationship with you after half a date? I'm pretty sure I didn't give out those signals, Luke.
Well, okay, so maybe I was a little forward, okay? But, you know, in today's society, you gotta be that way. You gotta
this
be proactive.
Forward,
and I'm just a proactive dude.
This is a lot forward. I don't know if this works on other girls. I'm a professional woman, and I need someone to respect my space. I mean, on the first date, I barely know you.
A professional right-hand manager, yeah.
Hey, ooh. Ain't no shame, okay?
She helped you out there now, didn't she?
A little bit.
When you were stuck.
Well, yeah, exactly. And I feel like I'm talking to a totally different Natalie than I've been talking to for the past, like, few weeks, you know? Natalie, I don't understand why you're denying it. There was definitely a connection. I mean, we had something. I told my mom about you, and she's excited to meet you.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
See? Do you see what I had to deal with? Creep. I'm sorry you guys even had to hear about this.
I told her about you because I was getting the birthday card. I wrote your name in the birthday card.
Oh,
no.
Wow.
Manager. That's not weird. That's not weird. It just makes sense. Oh, my gosh. This is ridiculous.
I hate to tell you this, but she's gone, man.
Girls these days. This is a problem.
She hung up, bro.
Yeah.
She's gone.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you guys, I guess.
I'd go to another Rite Aid.
Yeah.
Those girls would be straightforward.
Signing her name on your mom's card might have been just a little much.
Yeah, okay, maybe, I guess. I guess. All right.
At least we got an answer for
you. Yeah, well, now you know. Right,
what's
Luke?
Going on.
Yeah. Thank you for that.
Okay.
Maybe Hallmark's your spot, buddy.
Yeah, they could make up a card for that.
Right.
Thanks, guys.
The Crab Claw Creeper card.
It was a good one.
Well, good luck to you.
All right, thanks. Have a good day.